I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our sermon title, Why Bother? Well, Galatians 6:9 tells us, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Have you ever asked that question? Why bother praying? Why bother forgiving? Why bother serving? Why bother doing the right thing when it feels like no one notices? If we're honest, we've all been there. We start with passion. We begin with conviction. But somewhere along the way, discouragement creeps in. The results don't come fast enough. The change doesn't happen soon enough. The recognition never shows up. And the quiet whisper comes, why bother? Well, why bother doing good? The Apostle Paul knew the feeling. That's why in Galatians he says, do not grow weary. You do not tell people not to grow weary unless weariness is a real possibility. Doing good can be exhausting. Loving people can be difficult. Standing firm in truth, serving when you're tired, giving when it stretches you. Sometimes doing right seems to cost more than doing wrong, but Paul gives us a promise. There is a harvest. Not maybe, not possibly. There is a harvest if we do not give up. God's timing is not our timing. Seeds planted in faith often grow underground long before we ever see a sprout. You bother because God sees what others don't. Point two, why bother following Jesus? The Gospel of John, chapter 6, many disciples walked away when Jesus' teaching became hard. Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, do you want to leave too? It was a striking moment. Even then, following him wasn't easy. Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Why bother following Jesus? Because there is nowhere else to go that offers life. The world offers temporary relief. Success offers temporary applause. Comfort offers temporary ease. But Christ offers eternal life. Why bother? Because eternity matters more than the moment. Why bother praying? Praying can feel like talking into silence. You pray for healing and the sickness lingers. You pray for change. Situation stays the same. You pray for clarity. You remain foggy. Why bother? Because prayer doesn't just change circumstances, it changes us. Prayer aligns our hearts with God's will. Prayer strengthens faith when sight is weak. Prayer reminds us we are not in control. And oh my goodness, people, is that ever good news? You bother because relationships matter more than results. Why bother loving? Loving people is risky. You can be misunderstood, taken for granted, hurt. But Jesus loved anyway. On the cross, when the world mocked him, he didn't say, why bother? He said, Father, forgive them. Love is never wasted in the kingdom of God. Even when it seems unreturned, it reflects the very heart of Christ. You bother because love looks like Jesus. So here's the real question. Maybe it isn't why bother. Maybe the question is, who are we doing it for? If we're doing it for applause, we will quit. If you're doing it for quick results, we will quit. If you're doing it for recognition, yeah, you will quit. But if we're doing it for the Lord, we endure. Because he sees, he knows, he rewards faithfulness. Let's wrap it up. Some of you are tired today, tired of praying, tired of trying, tired of standing firm. Hear this clearly. Your faithfulness matters. Your obedience matters. Your unseen sacrifice matters. There is a harvest coming. So when he whispers into our ear, why bother? Answer it with faith. Because God is working, Satan. Because eternity is real. Because Jesus is worth it. Because giving up is not the story God is writing in my life. Do not grow weary. Keep planting, keep loving, keep praying, keep believing, and at the proper time, you will reap. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.